It's Monday, July 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How many impacted by Privacy Shield? Where is the money going now? And will the insurance companies come for us? This is the Business of Tech. As reported last week, the EU struck down the EU-US Privacy Shield, saying the framework does not adequately protect European users from the US government. The Computer and Communications Industry Association indicates of the 5,384 companies relying on the law, 70% of those certified are small to medium-sized businesses. Why do we care? That's the new data point to focus on, the number of small businesses impacted. This isn't just the big tech companies dealing with this problem, and in fact, they are likely going to be best positioned anyway with their global data centers. It's the small companies to worry about. There is opportunity here. Helping customers manage their data is a high-value transaction. Even without guidance on what the law will be, starting the process of inventorying to understand what exposure a customer has is needed. There's also clearly going to be some reckoning coming in terms of regulation. It's not viable to simply ignore Europe, and the Europeans have made it clear. The U.S. law structure simply will not do. How are customers changing? Well, 97% of respondents to a Twilio study believe the pandemic has accelerated digital transformation, and 79% believe their budgets for digital transformation has increased. But the money comes from other places. IT operations and capital expenses are being cut, with 30% of organizations expected to cut IT operations, per a report from Avasant Research. And IDC adds to that, with IT professionals saying half of their organizations are canceling or delaying investments in campus networks, and software-defined WANs are on the decline too. Network management and unified communications have outpaced the declines to bring a bright spot. Why do we care? There's an upside and a down. The pandemic is creating a big space to rethink old assumptions. That's all good news, as it does create opportunity. It's not necessarily creating new spend, and I didn't even layer on the fact that revenues may be down overall. Money is being redeployed with a higher expectation. That's the downside. Savvy pivots to focus on business outcomes, and I hate digital transformation language. Those will be the ones that succeed. I want to highlight a piece in CIO Dive that released last week. Headlined, "Are Businesses Covered If Their Service Provider Is Hit by Ransomware?" The focus is on cyber insurance, which is positioned as a post-failure solution. From the article, quote, "Insurance providers, when consulted, might conclude that paying a ransom is in a company's best interest depending on a company's technological standing." Full link in the show notes. Why do we care? With the ongoing discussion of regulation that's a theme of this show, the other direction this push is likely to come from is from the insurance industry. This article highlights the size of typical MSPs, less than 10 employees, and the vulnerability of the space. That quote is important. If the insurance industry is paying out more ransoms, they're going to look for ways to reduce that risk. Pushing for a way to understand who is servicing the market will give them a better sense of who to work with and reduce their risk. That's what regulation will do. That's a whole other angle to consider. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show and you like the content, you can support it directly. Go to patreon.com/MSPradio and sign up with our Give What You Want plans. You pick what you think it's worth, and you subscribe for that amount. Patreons get early access to the editorials, get impact on the kinds of stories that the show is covering, and great insights from the business of tech. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.